With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa says it will not issue any permits to the town of Lac des Flambeaux until it receives payment for trespass damages. This is part of the road easements issue WXPR has been reporting on since January of this year. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update.
Since July, the town of Lac des Flambeaux has paid the Lac des Flambeaux tribe a total of $140,000 for permits to keep access open to four roads. The homes along the road are privately owned, but the roads are tribal land. The tribe had barricaded the roads at the beginning of this year for several weeks because there had been no progress on paying the tribe for easements that had expired a decade earlier. There's been litigation, negotiations between the town board and tribal council, and comments from state and federal lawmakers as they've weighed in on the issues over the last year. On Friday, the tribe's president, John Johnson Sr., sent a letter to town chairman Matt Gaulke. It included the tribe's most recent ordinance on issuing permits for roads. The tribe can grant the town access for up to a year at a time. The permit fee is 1.5% of the state-assessed fair market value for the homes along the road the town wants access to. That will be the formula the tribe will require going forward. But in the letter, Johnson says the tribe will not issue any permits under the ordinance until the tribe is paid for past trespass damages. Johnson says the tribe is owed nearly $10 million for those damages. That amount includes past easement costs at the 1.5% rate, legal fees for court cases and negotiations, and $3 million in tribal administration fees. The town board has a regularly scheduled meeting tonight at 5:30. According to the agenda, the board is expected to go into closed session to discuss the road easement issue. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Joint Finance Committee postponed a vote Tuesday on funding for two tribes in Wisconsin. As WXPR previously reported, the JFC had approved $9 out of $11 million in tribal gaming revenue funding. $1 million each went to nine of the state's 11 federally recognized tribes. The committee withheld funding from the Lac des Flambeaux and Bad River bands of Lake Superior Chippewa. After the two tribes brought the issue to the public's attention, Governor Tony Evers ordered the Department of Administration Secretary to request the funding again from the Joint Finance Committee. The committee was set to vote on the funding again Tuesday, but one of the co-chairs announced at the beginning of the meeting it will be postponed. He said local state lawmakers have sent letters to the two tribal leaders to discuss the issue. The Northwoods are known for offering an abundance of outdoor recreation activities. The U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis released its latest data on the impact of outdoor recreation in Wisconsin. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed spoke to local Chamber of Commerce officials about tourism.
Up north, we have countless hiking trails, biking paths, shorelines, and lakes for year-round entertainment. Wisconsin's outdoor recreation industry is big. Last year, the industry grew nearly 7%, contributing a record-breaking $9.8 billion to the state's GDP. This booming industry has created new jobs, too. Last year, we saw outdoor recreation tourism supported nearly 5% more jobs related to outdoor recreation, bringing the total to around 94,000 positions. In Eagle River, tourism has steadily increased, even through the pandemic. This is Kim Emerson, the executive director of the Eagle River Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center.
We actually have been very fortunate in the fact that tourism has seen a growth every year since 2019, and we're hoping that that will continue to move forward as well into 2024.
When it comes to recreation options, Emerson says there's no shortage.
We have the chain of 28 lakes, so boating, canoeing, kayaking. Vilas County has over 1,300 lakes, which are accessible for all of those sports.
Similarly, Manitowish Waters is another destination for outdoor recreation. Here's Kristen Smith, Executive Director of the Manitowish Waters Chamber of Commerce.
We'd like to say that we're a four-season destination here, that there's always something to do, no matter what season it is here.
Nationally, outdoor recreation has grown more popular. For the first time ever, the industry contributed more than $1 trillion in gross output to the U.S. economy. That's more than 2% of the nation's GDP. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
Skiing is a favorite winter pastime in the Badger State, and Minocqua Winter Park recently ranked number one for cross-country skiing resorts nationwide in USA Today. A lot of hard work has to go into getting that kind of recognition. Winter Park Executive Director Adrienne Morabito.
Our operations team pays very close attention to detail, and if a trail isn't groomed to those expectations, they'll make sure to fix it.
The park has miles of trails.
Because we have so many trails, and they're vast, in the park, that people come here to recharge and enjoy a really nice ski, you know, in the woods, away from all the hustle and bustle.
Not a cross-country skier, they also offer snowshoeing trails, hills to tube on during holiday weekends, and an ice skating pond. If people do not have a pair of skis, there are plenty to rent and buy at the ski shop along with other gear. Zeke Faschenbauer is the ski shop manager.
We're selling fun, so it's generally people are excited to be here, and we get to get people outside and outdoors and doing active, healthy things.
The resort hosts a number of different events throughout the year. That includes the New Year's Eve Candlelight Snowshoe, where trails are lit with over 300 candles for a snowshoe hike. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A Wisconsin judge has reaffirmed her ruling this summer that state law permits consensual medical abortions, handing abortion rights advocates a massive victory. The U.S. Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade last year reactivated an 1849 law from Wisconsin. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call immediately filed a lawsuit challenging the ban's validity. Dane County Circuit Judge Diane Shipler ruled in July that the 1849 ban prohibits attacking a woman in an attempt to kill her unborn child and does not apply to consensual medical abortions. Shipler issued a ruling Tuesday refusing to reconsider her position and issued summary judgment in favor of Call. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.